to the New York United post-game conference with Forge FC forward Taryn Campbell. Who wants to start?
Taryn, already more goals this season, I believe, than last year in CPL play. What is it about your play this season and maybe playing a little bit more number nine than you were over the course of last year?
Yeah, I think coming to a new team just takes time to get comfortable, so sometimes longer than expected. So I'm just getting into a good comfort zone right now, and I'm, like you said, I'm being able to play number nine. So, yeah, things are good.
And as a team, it's been a bit of an issue scoring that first goal in new matches lately. How important was that first one in terms of, everything that followed?
Yeah, it was good to get a first goal for us. I think a lot of games this season we've been trailing, kind of going into games. So to get that first goal was good, and then it put a lot of energy into our play going forward. So, yeah.
Taryn, today you guys obviously you scored a lot, but you were backed by what I'm sure felt like a home crowd. Can you just speak a little bit about, having those guys there to support you?
Yeah, it means a lot to us. I think having fans always brings life into the game. So to have our fans travel and come to an away game means a lot to us as players.
And I'm sure, scoring goals just in the regular season is obviously important to you. So, you feel you're in that positive mindset the whole time. But in the bigger picture, you're extending your lead as a CPL all the time doing scoring. Do you ever think about more just beyond the season and the game and what scoring more goals can mean to your legacy in the future?
Not really. I like to just live in the present. I hear when I'm listening to games, Taryn Campbell all-time top scorer, whatever. But I just go out to enjoy my game on the night and have fun, be able to score and help my team. I do it. So yeah, I just stay in the moment and just enjoy it.
Well, let's see. Today you scored 24 minutes, but you were here on the 5th of May and you scored 20 minutes. So I can say, what took you so long? But that was the only goal of that game. This time you had three goals. Now, I'm sure that's four goals away in York. Is that, more than half your goals? What's so good about playing in this stadium? Or is it just like, it could be anywhere?
I don't know. It just happened to I get my goals against York right now. I just turned out to be that way. It's the only explanation I got for you.
All right.
Could you repeat that? I can't hear.
What is it about York that brings it best to you?
In me or the team?
In you.
I'm not sure. I just got asked a similar question. I think I don't really have an explanation for it. I just seem to get my goals against York right now. So, yeah. Yeah, I think today's game was a good turnaround game for us. I think we had a bit of a week break for us, so that was really nice. And I think we'll have some time off until we play Valor. So I think just going into the second half of the season, we just need to bring a lot of energy into every single game, and I think we'll be fine.
Wonderful. Thanks, Taryn.
All right.
Thanks.
Offensively for you guys for a while now. What did you like about today and getting that early goal and then just being ruthless and building on it?
Yeah, I think we did all the right things in the right moments, stuff that we've preaching and working on, and I think the execution was very good. You know, take away, obviously we've scored goals, but we've created chances. We've hit two posts in the first half. I thought our energy was good, and we know if you continue doing the right things, good things happen. You know, it's been a tough spell for us last few games. A lot of time, so this one was well needed, but it's mostly the overall performance of the team that makes us happy. And of course, when you score four goals, keep zero in the other end and 3 points, I think it's exactly what we needed at this point.
And Taren, first career hat trick, I think he already has more goals this year than he did all of last year for you guys. What have you liked about him this season in Justin?
Yeah, I think, you know, including him, he's got, I don't know what it is, six or seven goals, and he hasn't even gotten started. Really, you know, that's kind of been the story of our front. You know, we haven't really got started, and I know these guys have goals in them. You know, it's tough sometimes for attacking players when they go through different periods of doing things, and we've been shuffling him into different areas of the pitch. But it's always very good when a player of his caliber, a player who scored so many goals over, you know, the first 4.5 years of this league, to go out there and do that. I think that, you know, boosts what he has coming forward, because we know he has goals. Yeah, Noah's been an excellent player for us, you know, in the minutes that he's played, especially earlier on, you know, and he's that one of those guys you have in your lineup, and it's unfortunate that you can only start 11, and sometimes he's out of the lineup. You know, it's we know we're going to get the best out of him all the time, and today that's what we expected from him. You know, he's a vertical player, he can get forward, his shooting range is incredible. We've seen that on that one hit off the post, but his passing range as well allowed us to switch points of attack often, both through himself and Kyle Becker today. So it gives us a different dynamic approach, and then we had Jordan Hamilton on the right side, who I thought did a very good job in that first 45. It's unfortunate, you know, he's come off. He's given us a different dynamic look in the front. As when you go through some of these spells where not maybe everything is triggering, you're looking to shake things up with certain things that you see in training. But Jensen's been brilliant today.
One of the ways you guys... It's no secret that you guys were sort of in need of some goals here to really break out, and one of the ways you were getting them is you were in very deep and dangerous areas, especially in the box. You won that second goal, the ball bounced around a couple times, and you find someone to smash it home. How do you find the way to keep breaking into those areas and breaking the line?
Yeah, we work on it a lot. You know, we talk about a final third football. There's two things you're going to do. You're going to, you know, death by 1,000 passes because the opponent doesn't give you something, or the ball is getting in behind. And when it gets in behind, then you need maximal numbers in the box. If you look at those goals we've scored, I think there's, you know, more than four players in and around the box. Because then when you're getting into deep positions, you're either going to have cutbacks, balls to the back post, you may have a rebound. And when those things happen, you need to make sure you're playing the percentages. The percentages say more than four players in the box, you're going to increase your percentage of scoring a goal. So that's something that we work on. That's something we train. We train a lot of our finishing in deep areas in the box. Yeah, we love to score goals from 40 meters. Those are good for the highlight reels once in a while. But most of them are coming from inside the penalty area. So something we work on quite a bit in training.
Thank you.
And
Bobby, I appreciate that. You know, you're not really the type to be looking at standings this early in the season, but you leapfrog your work with Pavlin, and especially on, you know, Andy Turb and with the Martin Italian down in the corner there, providing support the entire way through. How much does the margin of victory for you guys?
Yeah, margin of victory is always good. It's good for the players, and I think for the confidence of the players. You know, the most important thing today was 3 points, because we needed it. Take apart what's going on in the standings is something that was required. We've played a very good brand of football over the stretch where we weren't getting results. So, you know, what we're happy with today, it's we knew it was 3 points at all costs, but we've done it with a very good brand. We've done it, you know, succeeding in our tactical plan on how we wanted to attack and where we thought some of the spaces would be against York, and the guys went out there and executed. And if you do that more times than not, you're going to be on the right end of 90 minutes.
Yeah, and, you know, beyond that, to what you said there, statistically very comprehensive as well. Shots, beat them out in big chances, shots inside, outside the box, passes long, block balls, crosses, you can name any stat, and Ford's probably won out tonight. Just, you know, how does it make you guys feel when a tactical plan really comes together like that and it allows you to sort of pick up the victory with that?
Yeah, it's good because, there's, like I said, there's been other games recently where the tactical plan has gone good and the ball's hitting the post, getting cleared off the line, and our opponents scored on a first time down in your half. So that weighs on players. Doesn't matter what we say and how we look at it. You know, that's a difficult thing for a group of guys who are doing a great job and are feeling pressure because in the end of the day, all 23 of those guys in the locker room play for Forge. And nothing less than winning and competing for championships is, you know, that's the minimum, and that's a lot of pressure for players to play under, especially, you know, when you've done it and you've had a history of doing it. So, you know, I think that's the big thing that we say, and you know, we get better under pressure.
This is more of a question about League One Ontario. You know, of course, we know we've had links with Sigma, of course, your team. But this last year, you've also linked with Hamilton United. Yeah. And I guess the reason, maybe partly is why, hometown team, or more to that answer. But how important is it for both those teams to survive the top 12 split that they're going to do this year?
Yeah, I think the most important thing when you're looking at, you know, working with different teams in League One, that they're able to develop and move players where they play. Obviously, if you play in the top split, it's a little bit more competitive. But really, the purpose of a Sigma team is to make sure that the players are moving up. So the Noah Jensens, Malcolm Duncans of the world, Chris Colongo, and so on, are able to make the step up to Forge or any other CPL team. Results are irrelevant. It's important for Forge to win. Yeah, of course, it's important for teams in League One to win. But when I look at it at that end, it's important that players are coming out of the system. And that's the key thing that that we always look at.
And I guess for them, so many games are, especially down at Team Hortons, are like paired as double headers, like today's game was, like this teenager looking up in the crowd, yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah, I think it's excellent. It puts them in the atmosphere. It's excellent because it gives us an easier opportunity to watch the games live. You know, it's no secret, along with watching the video that we watch in the CPL, I'm also watching those games as well, just to see the progress of players. So a lot of times it's easier to, not easier, it's always good to watch a player live. You can see a lot of different things because there's players on the pitch today that are playing for Sigma that are regularly training with Forge, some of the younger guys, 17 and 18-year-olds that are there. So you, it's easier to be able to track how their performances are going.
Okay, and just that Miles Green was the leading scorer in League One last year, and he played for Hamilton. This year, he's playing for Sigma. But that was all done before the season. There's nothing to say, well, I'd like him to be with Sigma, or was there any reason why he switched teams?
No, Miles has been training with Forge since preseason. He's been in with us the whole time, and you know, as the season went on, the decision was that he would pick up his minutes playing there, as rosters are not as fluid sometimes, and it's easier one way sometimes with one of the clubs than the other.
David, do you want to ask your question?
Can you
unmute him?
Oh, there we go.
Can you start again, David?
Sorry, wait. I'll put a fair level with the right amount of quit. I'm just asking about first of all, having a big up part of the game and then the better part of the game recently. Do you think this match's performance is a result, particularly this makes out of darkness, and then it was a lesser result you just weren't looking for?
Who's in the back that can repeat the question? Sorry, David. There's a little bit of a acoustic audio issue here. Let's just get your question again in 5 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just play a question. Of course, recently, the matches, the results weren't there, but 4-0, very emphatic win. Do you feel like the goals is the result and it's helped us, you know, kind of almost makes up for what's happened late?
No, I'd rather take 3 of the goals from today. Rewind them, give them to some of the other games, and take a 1-0 victory today. But we can't have everything the way we want it. listen, today's a good performance. Today is a culmination of hard work from the players, knowing the importance of the game today. And, you know, we're happy with that. And we always look forward. That's the most important thing for us. It's always looking forward. And right now, we'll look forward to their next match.
Absolutely. My follow-up, yeah, forgive me, because of course, the goal comes on right now. U.S. just scored against Canada, unfortunately, 8, but at 1-0. But I digress. The point I'm waiting towards is the first half, Jordan Hamilton,
Yeah, it was just a little bit of an ankle injury, ankle turned. I can't remember who the player was. It may have been Petrasso that kind of fell over him. The ankle rolled over, but first indication looks like it's not too serious from that end. One question for me. What minute is the game in?
80th minute.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.
80th minute. All right, thank you, everyone.
Congratulations, Bobby.